Hello, and welcome to my art update podcast thingy. Just the usual blah, 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 blah here. The purpose of the podcast here is to update people here who know me. I'm going to stop saying here. Who know me, Andrew Woolner, about what's been going on creatively for me over the last week. Of course, some life updates are going to get rolled into that, too. So, hey, look, if you don't know me and you've never heard of me, you're welcome to stay. But, you know, maybe examine the life choices that led you here. If this is your first update and you haven't been keeping up with me over the years, I suggest checking out update number one and maybe number two to bring yourself up to date before jumping back here. I really wanted to start this one off with a poem because I'm starting. I won't say I have more time. I'm still jammed up to the gills, but I want to get back to putting art in my art update podcast of some sort. But it's hard. I don't want to just read an old poem. I want to have something that I've worked on, or at least reworked recently. So, sorry about that. This will just be another short one. YTG updates, we're still in the interregnum between shows. Between show admin stuff continues. I've got a meeting with interns in about 30 minutes as I record this. So hopefully I'll get some updates then. I have some interviews with new interns this week for this summer and for the fall. And I'm really, really, really behind on our annual report that was due November. That's something I've got to get on to once I can clear some of the other burning campfires, house fires, raging forest fires, tire fires. Just clear some of those off my plate. Right, Nerd Night updates. One of the fires is I really need to get on the social media stuff today and tomorrow so I can actually advertise this month's Nerd Night the way it needs to. It is on the 19th, by the way, at 8 p.m. Japanese time. That's like 6 or 7 in the morning for those of you in Eastern time zone. It's going to be a really great show this month. I would, if you're interested in this kind of thing, check out tokyo.nerdnight.com. You can watch the live stream for free or get tickets for the in-person show. I will have a link in the show notes for that. It's going to be a really good one. There's three speakers this month because we had to take one of the March speakers because, as you may remember, the March event got canceled, and put them into this one. So we got three speakers, really interesting stuff, and I got to get on top of that. Podcast updates. Okay, good news. Kate has finished episodes 2 and 3 and is working on 4. I have not had a chance to check them yet, but my anticipation is that they will be edited enough that it'll take me probably less than an hour to wrap up each one. I just have to find time to do that. So hopefully we'll do that over the next few working days. Photography updates. I still have not heard anything back from that client I mentioned last time. I sent her more of what I think she wanted, but no updates. And I kind of noticed also she hasn't posted any of them or changed her profile pics on social media. So I guess she didn't like them. I don't know. I mean, this is, wow. You know, one of the reasons I didn't want to be a full-time actor, I decided I didn't want to be a full-time actor, other than the fact that I wasn't very successful at it, the rejection, man, the rejection. And this is like, I did not think I'd face this kind of rejection as a photographer. This is really the first time that, So, ouch. Maybe I'm not cut out for this profession either. what else on that front? I've got some low-paying gigs coming up over the next year for SCC, which is that volunteer organization that I work for. And, I've got to work out the timing on those. Okay, some general life updates. These actually outnumber the artistic updates this month, this week. Sorry about that. I have applied for another big job, and I will, I don't want to jinx it by getting into too many details. I will say it is an artistic director position at a very exciting theater. Yeah. Big thanks to Aaron Banting and Jeff Orchard for helping me on that cover letter. I only discovered that this position was open, and they were doing a search like 3 days before the deadline to send my resume and cover letter and stuff in. So it was a big push, and those two were very invaluable in helping me not send in complete dreck. Yeah, so it's a really big gig. I think I'm qualified. I'm not sure I'm their ideal candidate for reasons that I don't really want. I mean, yeah, no, I don't want to discuss them because they sound sort of like sour grapes, but they're not, because I actually like agree with those reasons. But I mean, we'll see. I'm still, I think there's not a great chance of me getting this gig, but I'm still daydreaming about it. I need to stop because if I get to the interview stage, I don't know, in my experience, when I've been too invested in a job, too wanted it too badly, that's when everything sort of blows up in my face. So I've gotta be cool, I've gotta relax. Yeah, but man, I'm just imagining having the support of a team as I work on projects, like a team that's always there and a regular paycheck for making art. Man. Yeah. Anyway, as I say, I've been daydreaming. What else? Next week is Hammy's 10th birthday. He's getting really big. I have trouble picking him up now. I can still do it, but I'm not going to carry him for very far anymore. And yeah. And so we're actually, it's hard because his birthday's in the middle of the week and he's actually on a school trip on the evening of his birthday. So anyway, partly because of that and partly because I've been looking for a chance to get up there, I've been planning to do a few days at the end of that week that weekend after Nerd Night, a few days up at my friend John's ski lodge in Iyama. It's off season. We're not going to go skiing. Planning to go up there with the family. Yeah, I think that'll be kind of a nice birthday trip for the kid. It'll be kind of nice for me. We can do sort of nature-y, hiking-y, river-y, or lake-y, I'm not sure, that kind of stuff, nature-y stuff. But also, John's got a computer, and the kid can play, and game consoles, and the kid can play games. So he'll like that. And me, I have a union meeting the morning of the Saturday, so we're going to get there, and then I've got a union meeting. Or sorry, it's the Sunday. So we'll get there on Saturday. Sunday morning, I've got a union meeting I've got to deal with. And then, yeah. Anyway, I'm hoping I can catch my breath for a bit that weekend. Just forget about work for like the 3 days that we're up there. We're coming back on Monday, going up Friday, coming back Monday. So yeah, I hope I can catch my breath and be reinvigorated, and I don't know, maybe start next week's podcast off with a poem. Anyway, thank you so much for listening. I won't drag this out any further. Yeah, have a great week. Andrew out.